Thank you very much. Distinguished members of the committee, representatives of UN agencies and civil society, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, allow me to take this opportunity to join previous colleagues in thanking the outgoing members of the committee and their chairperson, Anna Skelton, for your invaluable contributions and commitment to the work of this committee. We wish you all the best in your future endeavors, and we look forward to our continued collaboration as you move on. We reflect on the close of 2024, one of the most devastating years in history for children affected by armed conflict, as we have heard from UNICEF colleagues, and the work of this committee has never been more critical. Child Rights Connect welcomes the holding of this session and the 100th pre-session of the committee amidst the continued UN liquidity crisis, which has posed persistent difficulties for your work, including the late confirmation of the holding of pre-sessions. This situation, together with the decision from the General Assembly not to provide hybrid services for official meetings, makes it very difficult for civil society to continue to effectively participate in pre-sessions and to contribute to the works of this committee. At the last pre-session in September, some countries did not have pre-sessional meetings because NGO representatives did not have enough time to secure their in-person participation. Similarly, for this upcoming pre-session, several NGO representatives decided not to come because they did not have enough time to secure visas. While we welcome all the efforts made by the CRC committee and its secretariat to mitigate the situation, we hope that the late confirmation of meetings does not become a regular practice. And we express our support to continue looking for solutions that can ensure effective and timely participation by civil society in future sessions and pre-sessions. We regret that the recently adopted UN General Assembly resolution on the Human Rights Treaty Body system did not provide additional resources to implement the 8-year predictable calendar and other measures to strengthen the system. However, we echo the invitation to states to provide voluntary contributions, and we also welcome the intentions expressed by OHCHR to explore how to use the formula in Resolution 68-268 to take steps for a predictable schedule of reviews, which is key for the effectiveness of the system. As always, I would also like to take this opportunity to share some updates of the work that we're doing from our side and the situation for civil society. Regrettably, the financial crisis affecting the UN also expands to civil society and the child rights sector, with a strong deprioritization of children's rights among donors in the recent years. This has strongly been felt by Child Rights Connect and its members, and has limited our work and capacity, and we will continue to do so in this year. We hope that the committee can continue to call for the strengthening of civil society space and the prioritization of children's rights among the donor community. In addition to continue to